This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
4th of July week here at Gillette Stadium. Players parking lot, coaches parking lot, mainly empty. But the PFW boys hard at work, as always, to bring you the latest updates on the roster, the news, notes, and anecdotes from Patriots Nation. This week, Paul, absolutely no transactions to talk about here on the Roster Report podcast, but we do have some speculation and good topic of discussion, I think.
Which is perfect for PFW.
Perfect. Willie McGinnis has said he has talked to Tom Brady and some of the other players on the team, his friends, would like to return to the NFL for a 16th season, had gone into last year expecting to retire, but due to the fact that he had a bad year and his team had a bad year, he'd like to come back for one last run. Has been preparing as such, is not Rodney Harrison. You know, the fire is still there, has been working out. Wouldn't mind being in a training camp, isn't looking necessarily to do a Roger Clemens and come in late in the year. But, according to the Boston Globe today, while he's had talks with Bill Belichick and the Patriots, nothing in terms of football, an offer, anything of coming back specifically. My
no
question
official
to you.
Talks between he and the Patriots.
Would you want him?
I would want him only on an emergency basis. I don't think that they need to make a move like that. And I wanted to set you up for your line, though, first.
Oh!
Willie McGinnis and Indy Hart have what in common?
They would like to play for the Patriots.
Right.
What else do they have in common? Bill Belichick has not asked them to play for the Patriots.
And I'll throw a third thing, and you're both kind of ornery and, you know, hard to get along with.
Similar build, too.
Not, yeah, well.
About 6'5", 250.
That's where you ripped. That's where you got to cut ties. But I think that McGinnis is a good emergency guy, and I know that he kind of mentioned that he wasn't necessarily looking to do the Roger Clemens thing. I don't mean mid-season or anything like that, but I think once you get into training camp and you see what you have, I am all for letting these kids, you know, see what they have with Pierre Woods and Vince Red and Sean Crable and whatever else, Tully Bantakane, you know, however else it unfolds. Now, if you get into training camp and into the preseason, much like it was the case in 2003 when they couldn't stop the run, if you decide that you have a problem that needs to be addressed, I think Willie McGinnis would be a guy that you would certainly look into at that point. But I think right now, I don't know how much he has left. I don't know if he's a good enough player to stop young guys from gaining some valuable experience. So no, Andy, I wouldn't really be interested in signing him today. And that could change down the road, but not right now.
Beyond reps, is there an air of the Matt Cassel situation here in terms of just mentality, confidence, go to training camp with the young guys, with them knowing that they have the opportunity to win a starting job, win plenty of playing time, and not have the veteran looking over their shoulder, taking away reps, you know, oh, here it goes again. You know, I'm Pierre Woods. I've been here 4 years. I thought I was finally going to get to play, and I'm not going to. Is there an air of that, maybe?
Well, I mean, I think that would make a lot of sense. I mean, that wouldn't you, if you were a young guy, you know, living out your dream, as you just mentioned, you know, wanting to play for the Patriots, wouldn't you feel a little bit less secure if you had an established guy sitting behind you or you're trying to learn from the established guy? I mean,
especially
I think that stunts your growth a little bit.
Especially you made it through Peppers, Burgess, Taylor, all the talk that they were coming. Now you go to minicamp, you're the guy, you know, you're going to get opportunities.
Don't forget Greg Ellis.
All those guys are gone. They're not coming here. We're moving forward with the youth movement. Then all of a sudden, Willie McGinnis dances on in late July and kind of pulls the rug out from underneath you. So I, like you, am intrigued by the young guys, want to at least see what they have the chance to do. I don't think there's going to be a ton of interest in Willie McGinnis. I mean, he was asked about Parcells and Belichick because he's been to under those guys. Those places might make sense. Well, Miami doesn't make sense to me because Taylor is a logjam. Never mind adding another guy in the mix there with the Cameron guy from CFFL.
I agree.
Remind us one of the Fs. And Joey Porter. So I think you might have the chance to do, as you said, sign him in September or October. And while he may not ideally want to do that, I think he would answer the phone if Bill Belichick called.
Yeah, and look, you run the risk of losing the guy, but I think out of all those options that you rattled off, you know, Peppers and Taylor and Burgess and Greg Ellis, I think that McGinnis would represent probably the least attractive alternative at this stage of his career. Now, he might outweigh what he, you know, maybe what he has to give with his knowledge of actually being here and playing and all that stuff. So he has the experience of this specific system. There'd be no learning curve at all. So you might be able to get away with it that way. But I just think for a guy who's not going to come in, I don't think, and be a real impact player, I would rather take my chances with the kids unless I get in a little bit more of a dire circumstance. Now, I will say that spot remains to me a bit of a concern in terms of depth, but I'm not sure how much Willie McGinest, for all the other reasons that you say, sort of solves that problem.
Okay, put you on the spot for two final questions before we wrap up this discussion.
All right.
A, which outside linebacker from the trio of young guys that includes Pierre Woods, Sean Crable, and Vince Redd sees the most snaps this season?
The most snaps will go to Pierre Woods.
Okay. And B, will Willie McGinest play for the Patriots this season?
No.
Okay. I will go Sean Crable for most snaps.
Most significant action will be Crable, I agree.
And yes.
The most snaps in terms of percentage playing time, I think Woods will get that.
See, I think Crable because I think they're going to score a lot of points and you're going to be looking for other teams to throw the ball.
Good
you
argument.
Throw Crable on. Ba-ba-boom. We're going to finish up this podcast. It's not really related to the roster, but good information. July 30th, training camp opens, and for the first week, you will have double sessions here at Gillette Stadium, 9:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m., and 3:45 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. As always, free. Come on down. Bring
the family.
So
that's July 30th through August
5th. First week of training camp. Double sessions. Boys, it's back to work, and boy, is it. Because they are going to be working their butts off twice a day, every day here at Gillette Stadium.
This might have to be my last lunch because I got to get in shape for camp. I'm going to go double sessions every day.
You can't hang.
That's
you don't
true.
Have it in you.
That's true.
Not anymore.
You're right.
You might want to pull a Clemens. Show up midseason.
You're right.
For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, Eric took the day off because he's lazy. That's your 4th of July week, Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast.
Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.